you, Lord Jesus. Am I going?
Yes, you are.
Okay. All right, Sunday morning, 5/7/23. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. All right, let's wait till he gets done. We want to hear what the Lord is saying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. Thank you, Lord. All right, this is what the Lord's saying. No longer let fear cause you to miss out on the good things that come into your life. Ask me how or when or why, and I will show you what to do in every circumstance. I have a plan, and if you wait on me, I will give you the answer. All right, I want to look at a scripture, Isaiah 40. Starting with verse 25 there. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things? That bringeth out their host by numbers. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You can come to me and get the answer that you seek at any time. Fear paralyzes and causes you to miss out. Faith over fear, in that order. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You can say in every situation, but God, no matter what the voice of fear is saying, but God just knows what to do. But God has the answer. I have given you grace for everything you face. Let that sink in. The voice of fear would say that you're not going to make it, but the voice of fear is from the evil one that cannot tell the truth. He only speaks lies, for there is no truth in him. Remember this in that time when you're choosing faith over fear. That is the time to guard your hearts so that you do not say anything that would sabotage your answer from coming. Don't take a thought saying, the evil one plans to rob you of all your goods, but it is up to you to stop him. I have given you already all good things. No longer be a slave to fear. No longer allow fear to squelch your faith. Faith over fear. This is having your best life now. Faith is now. That's Hebrews 11:1. Wait a minute. Is that? Let me look. I wrote that down. I don't know. Well, now faith is. Faith over fear is how you are to walk the faith walk. I do not say to walk by fear. Fear over faith is a loss. I never expected you to provide for yourself, but to exercise faith in what I have already provided. It's reading of Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 may fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent, or the dragon, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. To walk in the kingdom of God is to walk by faith. There is not a thought or lack of any good thing there. Live your life by faith. Enjoy your life by faith. I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. It's all about your perception of things. Faith over fear. Free from fear and full of faith. This is what I died to give you. Love will go a long way in keeping fear away. For perfect love cast out fear. Faith and fear are not opposites, but love and fear are. Keep fear cast out of your life. Fear focuses on self. Love focuses on others. Fear opens the door for the devourer to come in. As a tither, I have rebuked him for your sakes. It is high time you did. Look ahead and no longer look back, for he that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit. It's not possible to go forward that way. I am your protector. You no longer have to do it yourself. Self-care is a snare. Carefree is the place I want you to be. I am careful concerning you. I take care so that you don't have to. I have given my angels to surround you, to go forward in confidence, faith over fear. Fear opens the door to all the things that you do not want. Faith frees you to receive all the good things that I've already provided for you in my word. Shut the door on fear and open the door to faith. Fear says I can't and removes all possibilities. Faith says I can and opens the door to impossibilities. All things are possible to the believing ones. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. When you use your faith, you operate like me, and that pleases me. Every father is pleased when one of their children takes after them. I am no different. I want to be pleased with all of my children. Whatever I say for you to do, you will be able to do it by faith, and my grace goes with it. Faith also brings with it peace. Fear, however, brings doubt. By this gauge, you will always be able to know what camp you are in. When fear presents itself, it comes to steal what is already yours. When faith comes, it propels you forward to do my will. Choose wisely. Choose faith over fear.